You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Lord have mercy, baby. I'm Matt the Cat, welcoming you to a brand new Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles on those worn-out walking shoes. We're taking a trip through the back alleys of early rhythm and blues, post-World War II, right up to the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. So sit back, relax, because I got that old Rockola jukebox just full of great old rhythm and blues 78s. They're gonna make you feel all right, baby. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, the spotlight on this week's show will be shining bright on a great vocal group from New York that you never hear about, the Diamonds. Oh, I'm not talking about those Diamonds from Canada that came down and hit us with Little Darlin' and the Stroll in 1957 and 58. These Diamonds were way before those Diamonds. They were a great vocal group featuring Sonny Wright on lead vocal. And they only cut three records for Atlantic in 1952 and 53. We'll hear all three of those great singles, so that's six songs coming up from the Diamonds in just a few minutes. Also, later on in the program, we're going to hear a bunch of tunes about that great American city, Detroit. That's a little later on. But why don't we kick off this week's Juke in the Back with a song about our Rockola jukebox? Here's a great jumpin' tune from Joe Lutcher and his orchestra from 1949 off of Modern Records out of Los Angeles. It's Rockola, kicking off this week's Juke in the Back.
Rock, 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 rock
What an incredible tune that you sadly hardly ever hear. That's Rose Mitchell, released on Imperial Records in 1954 with her version of Baby Please Don't Go, a song that was written by Big Joe Williams, and he first recorded it in 1935. Of course, the Orioles would also cut a version of that song, as well as Them in the mid-1960s and several others. But she certainly gives that song a lot of soul, especially the intro. Baby, Please Don't Go. Before that, we heard the Valentines from 1955 off Rama with Lily Maybelle. And we kicked it off with Rockola, Joe Lutcher and his orchestra. Of course, Joe was the saxophone-playing younger brother of Nellie Lutcher. I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, and you're digging on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, or as I like to say, the soul that came before rock and roll. In the spotlight this week is a New York vocal group that used to sing around the St. Mark's Church area of Harlem, and they were first known as the Three Aces, featuring Harold Sonny Wright on lead baritone, Miles Hardy on first tenor, and Daniel Stevens on bass. The Three Aces soon became a quartet when they added Ernest Ward on second tenor and guitar. In 1952, leader Sonny Wright took the Apollo Theater by storm as he won his first amateur night. He then convinced Apollo Theater owner Bobby Schiffman to not only place his group on a future amateur night, but also to become their manager. With Schiffman's backing, it wasn't too long before Atlantic Records got wind of this new group, renaming them the Diamonds and signing them in September of 1952. Their first recording session came on the 29th of October, and it produced one of the most beautiful vocal group records of all time, A Beggar for Your Kisses. We're going to hear that in just a moment, but I'd like to kick off this feature on the Diamonds with the up-tempo flip side of that first single. Here's Call Baby Call, backed up with the immortal A Beggar for Your Kisses. The Diamonds are the feature this week on the Juke in the Back.
Oh, where's your generosity? traffic in Bitterwood, too. Oh, it would mean so much to me, although I know it means nothing to you. You have so much to give, I don't need much to live. Oh, do it just for charity. I'm just a beggar for your kisses, a beggar for your.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Bernie Rossman, and contributors Ken Farger, Barry from Riverside, Joe Costello, Adrian Fidelani, Scott Moeller. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag.
Two loves have
I'm in a game.
Two Loves Have I by this week's featured group, The Diamonds, here on The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. That song is based on a French song written in 1931. It was first popularized by Josephine Baker. The Diamonds cut it at their first recording session for Atlantic Records on the 29th of October, 1952. It was released as their second single in August of 1953. Lead baritone Sonny Wright sounds really great on that one, as does Miles Hardy's floating tenor throughout that record. Let's flip that second Atlantic single over for another tearful ballad. As you can hear, Atlantic was very fond of putting vibes on these early Diamonds records. Here's I'll Live Again, the original Diamonds from Harlem, New York, on The Juke in the Back.
You beg me to please keep still.
'cause I swear it's fun, fun to be kissed in the dark, in the dark. We're gonna find with the rest, with the rest. Have a left behind, let them dance.
The Diamonds with Romance in the Dark, which was originally done by Lil Green in 1940. They recorded theirs on November 3rd, 1953, just about a year after their first recording session for Atlantic Records. Romance in the Dark and its flip side, Cherry, would represent their third and final single for Atlantic. It was issued in December of 1953. During 53, 54, and part of 55, the Diamonds toured constantly, making a name for themselves within vocal group circles, but never scoring a hit record. Of course, Atlantic really didn't give them much chance with only three releases. The Diamonds are one of those great vocal groups from the early 1950s that really helped establish what would become doo-wop during the rock and roll era. The group disbanded in 1955, and Sonny Wright would go on to sing with the Regals, although never recording with that group. Wright would go on to join a gospel music choir and sing gospel music for the rest of his life. He passed away in 1996. The name The Diamonds, of course, would be resurrected by a white group from Canada who scored massive hits with Little Darlin' and The Stroll. But other than the name, they have no relation to this original Diamonds group from Harlem, New York. So let's close down our Diamond segment here in the Juke in the Back with their sixth and final song recorded for Atlantic Records. It's the reworking of Don Redman's 1928 song, Cherry, which was a hit for both Benny Goodman and Harry James during the swing era. Sonny Wright and the Diamonds give it their own stamp. So here it is, the Diamonds with Cherry.
Shame that you
lips taste just like honeydew. You belong to me, Daddy, and you really know just what to do. I'm telling you. Goodness knows, when you walk down the street, all the chicks heart skip a beat. I don't blame them, baby, 'cause you really know just what to do. Every time you touch me, it feels like a bolt from out of the blue.
Topping out at number 5, released on the Specialty label back in 1947. That's one of Specialty's top recording groups of all time, Roy Milton and his Solid Senders, featuring the fantabulous pianist, vocalist Camille Howard. And before that, we finished our segment on the Diamonds this week with Cherry, off Atlantic from December of 1953. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to feature some rhythm and blues records all about Detroit. But first, let's hear the Coasters' second single for the ATCO label. This came out in 1956 and was the flip side of One Kiss Led to Another. Featuring a great bass lead vocal from Bobby Nunn, here are the Coasters with Brazil.
Doobie-doo-wop, doobie-doo-wop, choo-wop, doobie-doo-wop, doobie-doo-wop, choo-wop, doobie-doo-wop, doobie-doo-wop, choo-wop, doobie-doo-wop. We're hard for entertainment. We stood beneath the mammal moon and softly murmured Sunday soon. We kissed and clung together.
Then tomorrow was another day. The morning found 3 miles away, with still a million things to say. I'm certain of
return. Well, I will. Brazil.
Recalling thrills of our love. There's one thing I'm certain of. I will move to old
Brazil. Baby Brazil.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're going to hear from Chuck Berry and his second release for the Chess label in September of 1955. This song was issued as the flip side to 30 Days and features a smokin' Johnny Johnson on piano. Here's this week's Great 78, a ballad by Chuck Berry. Together we will always be.
I saw saw you over there. But what could I do? I couldn't stand and stare. Or come and talk to you. And is it always fair to formally be introduced to you especially? I took it on my own to come and talk to you because you were alone. I hope I didn't intrude, observing you had shown that you were so lonely and blue. Nothing beats a failure but a try. There's a great reward. Someone'll surely hail you if you try, but you must try hard. And if I hadn't tried, I wonder where I'd be. If I upon rely on fate, you meeting me. But because I tried, together we'll always be. Nothing beats a failure but a try. There's a great reward. Someone'll surely hail you if you try, but you must try hard. And if I hadn't tried, I wonder where I'd be. If I upon relied on someone meeting me, but because I tried, together we'll always be. Oh, darling, together we'll always be.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Back. This man but the job is so doggone, I mean regular. I believe I feel like getting boogie. Nice broad to your side, just tight.
Baby, you're digging on the juke in the back, the soul that came before rock and roll. That's an old one, originally being released on Paramount in 1929. It was reissued by Columbia in 1947 and had a second life. That's Charlie Spand playing a great barrel house piano and Blind Blake on vocals and guitar. They're singing about Hastings Street, and it's a great place to begin our little feature on Detroit, America's great motor city. Hastings Street was the heart of Paradise Valley, Detroit's African-American community, which thrived from the 1920s up through the early 60s. Paradise Valley ran from Jefferson Ave to Warren, with Hastings Street serving up the best clubs, restaurants, and bars Detroit had to offer. Today, Hastings Street is mostly made up of industrial buildings, but back in the day, it was jumping. Speaking of jumping, let's hear another rhythm and blues tune about Detroit. Spinning off of Bluebird from 1938, here's Tampa Red with Detroit Blues.
Nobody knows old Detroit like I do. Nobody knows old Detroit like I do. The reason I know it, I rambled it through and through. And if you got a sweet woman, here's a lesson I give to you. If you got a sweet woman, here's a lesson I will give to you. Man, don't bring her to Detroit. Do the men will take away from you. Well, they took my woman, but they sure can't keep her long. They took my woman, but they sure can't keep her long. To miss her loving, and she bound to come back home. Play me some blues now. Detroit, hello Tennessee. Goodbye Detroit, hello Tennessee. I got a good gal there, mellow as she can be.
Have you ever been to Detroit?
Yeah, man.
I want you to come on, go back over there with me. I want to show you how the women do over there.
When you going back, man?
Man, I'm going back over there in October.
If I ain't got no money, can you lend me my fare?
Yeah, man.
So you all right with me then? We'll show them how to cut the rug over there.
My gal, Lou Campbell.
Yeah. Well, you said let's take tea with us.
Yeah, man.
T, we want you to cut the thing kind of like this. Come on and show me now.
Down Hastings Street, I heard everybody talking about the Henry Swain Club. I decided I'd drop in there that night, and when I got there, I said, yes, people, yes, they were really having a ball. Yes, I know. Chula. Mom and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama to let that boy boogie woogie, cause it's in him and it got to come out. Well, I felt so good, and night I went on boogie-woogin' just the same. Yeah.
The Hook, John Lee Hooker in his first release, which came out in 1948 on LA-based Modern Records. He recorded Boogie Chillin' shortly after arriving in Detroit to work for Ford. Hooker was born in Mississippi, but spent most of his formative years in Memphis before arriving in Detroit. In Boogie Chillin', he talks about going out to the swing clubs on Hastings Street. So I thought that song was appropriate to include in our little segment here on Rhythm and Blues Songs About Detroit. Boogie Chillin', his first record, would go on to be one of the biggest selling records of 1948 and establish John Lee Hooker as one of the greatest blues guitarists of all time. Before that, we heard Big Maceo with Detroit Jump, which was released on RCA Victor in 1945, and it features Tampa Red on guitar. Oh, speaking of Tampa Red, you heard him right before Big Maceo. Tampa did Detroit Blues from 1938. Well, my time here at the Juke Joint is running just a little thin. I gotta get on out of here before Miss Rosie yells at me again for going over my time limit. Let's end this segment on Songs About Detroit with Fats Domino's first single. On the A side was The Fat Man, but if you flipped it over, you had Detroit City Blues. Interesting take from a cat from New Orleans. Came out in 1950 on Imperial. I'm Matt the Cat. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll. I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Goodbye, everybody.
Whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Bag is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeinthebag.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Bag.